Live. Welcome to the show, and thank you so much for joining us. My name is Stephanie.
And Mark. My Mark. I don't even know how to respond to that.
I threw you off, Mark. I'm sorry. We have such good chemistry most of the time, but the intros, sometimes we trip up a little bit. But that's okay. Free Talk Live is a show, in case you're just joining us for the first time, Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in and take control of the airwaves. We'd love to hear from our listeners and hear about what's on their minds, and you can do so at 855-450-FREE. This is, of course, the live Sunday night edition, and Free Talk Live is on every night of the week.
That's right, just 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
Most of the time you'll be hearing Mark, so I only appear on Sundays.
Right. You come in to help me out on the day that my normal co-host Ian is off.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you for it.
I love to be here, Mark, and we've got a lot to talk about tonight. I'm really excited because we've got some interesting show prep for today. You had an article that you wanted to tell me about that involves the TSA, the former TSA head, excoriating the TSA. What was that all about?
That's right, from BusinessInsider.com, written by Jaewon Choi. In a scathing article for the Wall Street Journal, former Transportation Security Administration Chair Kip Howley slammed the agency, saying it is a national embarrassment that our airport security
system...
Wow,
strong language.
That is about as strong as you could make it, right?
Yeah.
That our airport security system remains so hopelessly bureaucratic and disconnected from the people whom it is meant to protect.
Ooh, burn. Well, he's telling the truth.
Absolutely.
He's saying what everybody...
Live, we've been talking about this for years and years, and, you know...
But maybe, sadly, I think people tend to listen more to those who have some kind of credibility.
Indeed.
I guess.
And this guy used to be the chair from 2005 to 2009. So about the time that we've been excoriating, we started doing this. Certainly.
Now, and of course, they always come out after the fact, after they've received their pension and everything.
That's always the interesting part is that this guy was the chair from 2005 to 2009, and you didn't see any of these. You saw that's the time period that they started taking water bottles away from people.
Yeah.
And, they were taking fingernail clippers from guys returning home from Iraq with their guns in their hands.
Making mothers pump their breast milk to prove it's real.
It's insane
all
stuff.
All manner of ridiculousness.
and what always amuses me, this is a little bit of vindication, because how many people have called in to defend the TSA and their nonsense.
Oh, we need the TSA, Mark. Don't you know? We'd never be safe without them. Yeah, obviously that's not true. I mean, just being facetious.
The stories that come out about the TSA when the stories come out, it's usually somewhere around 60 to 100% of guns, knives, and bombs that they test themselves on. Because, by the way, if you try to test your public servants in this way, you will go to prison for a very long time.
Yeah.
But they test themselves on, they miss when these tests get leaked.
And wasn't there just a big news story about how a TSA agent came out and actually said something about how easy it is to get things passed through the scanners?
Absolutely.
And so essentially this multi-billion-dollar fleet of body scanners that they've been rolling out and causing so many people headaches and trauma and just really hard feelings is useless.
It's been
essentially
a few, actually, TSA agents who have come out and said that.
I see.
It's the truth. It's just, sadly, these things appear to have been pretty much wastes of money.
And the middle management, too, in the TSA, like, it is a large organization, large division of the federal government, but I heard that most of the bulk of it, I guess, if you will, most of the money that goes to people's salaries is actually basically middle managing bureaucrats. I can't really figure out another way to say that that's nicer. But
Howley says that the agency requires a complete overhaul and that it has spent years standing behind a wrong-headed approach to risk. He goes on to say that the rules and regulations in place today are outdated, given modern security improvements. The modern security improvements, as far as these machines go, don't seem to have done much of anything. Never again will a terrorist be able to breach the cockpit of an airliner simply with a box cutter or a knife.
Yeah.
He says.
Been saying this for a long time.
I've been saying it because no passenger, if you pull out a knife and say, I am taking over this airplane, They are going to jump
really?
On you.
You have to say it in a Middle Eastern accent. You can say it in
that's
any.
That's what people are concerned about, right? That's
maybe. What, some people are.
I would say that large people are concerned
with
that.
The TSA's profiling. Yeah.
My friend Ali and I used to travel together, uh-huh. and I can tell you that he believes that they were concerned.
So you have a Middle Eastern friend.
His name's
you have
Ali.
A black friend. You have a gay friend.
I've got a Hasidic Jew friend, too. He's the godfather of my child. But I'm telling you, I was there. I watched what happened.
You, Mark,
the guy.
Giving you a hard time. No, I do believe that people are afraid of it, you know, and that it shows in the TSA's, you know, sort of profile, like who they pick for the special screenings. You know, if it's not a hot woman that they just want to feel up, it's basically it's people who look brown.
Well, you know, they can't pick right when it comes to these super secret screenings,
yeah.
unless they pick somebody who has a gun, knife, or bomb on them. That's the only time that they pick right. Because if you pick an attractive young lady, then you're a perv. If you pick an attractive young man, then you're even more of a perv. If you pick an old person, then you're an idiot. If you pick a nun, then you're a jerk. I mean, like it just yeah. you can't do it right. You pick a kid, you're a pedophile. Yeah. I mean, at no point can you... You're picking my wife, you're in trouble. At no point can you pick the right person. So it's just yeah. nonsense.
So this is what he means by the wrong-headed approach to risk, is that they're just not accomplishing their goals at keeping people safe.
Right. They're saying that in order to improve, the TSA must focus on managing risk, not enforcing regulations. Terrorists are adaptive. And
oh,
they need to
love
be
those
too.
Regulations. They really stick closely to
they
them.
Do.
They
do.
Well, buy the book, whatever they think that means, however they interpret it.
That's what bureaucracies always do. Yeah. These people don't care about catching guns, knives, and bombs. They care about keeping their jobs, which is what employees are supposed to care about. But if they were actually tested on how guns, knives, and bombs got through, and they were incentivized or in some way, disincentivized in these areas, maybe that would change.
Yeah.
But
how much do you think it costs to, like, buy one of them off? I mean, I'm not saying that it's something I would be interested in doing, but I don't think those screeners make very much money. And
it
how
depends
hard
on what you
would
want
to
get through. I mean, if you just wanted some kind of luxury item that...
drugs. I mean,
I'd like to keep my pot on me, or I want, this bottle of water that I prefer, then it's probably not very much. I can't imagine too many people allowing, I'll let you pay me off to bring that bomb on board. So, I hope not.
They don't want to be responsible for that, but...
If you told me that, I would turn you over to the police.
Yeah.
So,
something.
I mean,
yeah.
And that says something. So here's some recommendations that Holly makes here.
Wait a minute. So he said an overhaul. He wants an overhaul, but he's not saying... He's saying all this terrible stuff about the TSA, but he's not advocating for them to go away?
I mean, he was a former government bureaucrat. They don't really understand that. But, I mean, as far as I'm concerned...
He's already let go of the idea that his job was essential and it was keeping people safe, though, because he's come out.
He was there from 2005 till 2009, I'll bet you that.
Yeah, that's right. Now it's just in the wrong hands.
Whenever you see...
Got to get me back in there. That's his overall plan, right?
Right. These government bureaucrats and politicians, they are addicted to the power because, organizations, government bureaucracies, their goal is more funding, more employees. That's how they gain more power. Of course, that's what they want.
Yeah.
So he says no more banned items. Aside from weapons, Talley believes the TSA shouldn't be banning items being taken on planes. His explanation, the list of banned items has created an Easter egg hunt mentality at the TSA.
That's such a great description.
Yeah.
I can really envision
what
he's saying.
Oh, I've got to find it later. Banning certain items gives terrorists a complete list of what not to use in their next attack. Lighters are banned. The next attack will use an electric trigger. You know?
Yeah. So, exactly.
It lets people know what you're looking for. Two, allow all liquids. The benefits are minuscule, but the cost to both the TSA and the flyers are incredible.
Yay.
I mean, I don't know how many TSA agents they added when they got rid of bottles of water, but Americans are paying a great deal of money to have their bottles of water stolen from them.
And then once you get past into the gate area, of course, then you have to buy the water at ridiculously inflated prices.
Right.
So,
well, I mean...
Cui bono, right?
Demand's the same and supply's limited.
Exactly. This is Free Talk Live. We'd like to know what you think about the TSA. Should they just go away? It's 855-450-FREE, and there's more coming up.
At Quick. Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR, 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Glad you joined us this evening. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
And you can call us at 855-453. We've been talking about the TSA and their various bumbling attempts to keep people safe that don't really work. Do want to let you know, though, about all the different ways you can listen to Free Talk Live. If you visit listen.freetalklive.com, there's a lot of different options for you to get the show into your ears, including the podcast feed, all the archives, all the live streams, Stitcher, mobile phone apps, and all kinds of good stuff. It's listen.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com is the place to go because they've got all the name brands and they've got them at incredibly reduced prices. They've got knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. When you type in something like knives, you'll get pages and pages and pages of results at ManVentureOutpost.com. So it's a huge selection. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL when you get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. That's coupon code FTL, ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, Mark, let's get right back into this TSA story. You were going through some recommendations of the former TSA director talking about how the TSA needs an overhaul. And I would say maybe we agree with each other on this, that maybe they don't need an overhaul so much as to just go away and allow airlines to manage their own security as they did before the TSA existed.
So this is former Transportation Security Administration Chair Kip Howley. He was chair from 2005 to 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And to redress what you said, because a lot of people will say, well, it's those practices that allowed the people to get on board the planes with the box cutters and cause 9/11. And absolutely, that's a true statement. However, you'd have to ask yourself, how many knives does the TSA stop currently? Because I can tell you, I've gotten knives through the TSA by accident. It happens,
yeah.
You know, it happens.
And lighters and all
lighters
kinds of
and
stuff.
All kinds of things go through the TSA by accident. I've had all kinds of stories of that happening. So the fact that you outlawed them and then put a giant bureaucracy with a bunch of people hassling everybody and making them take their shoes off and stealing their water bottles doesn't mean that you prevented knives from getting on board.
Right.
Secondarily, the fact is, what keeps us safe in the real world is not cops, and what keeps us safe on airliners isn't air marshals. It's individuals.
Yeah.
And just like on Flight 93, they prevented that airliner from being crashed into, where was it going, the White House or something?
Didn't it go into a field or something?
It went into a field.
Yeah, but we don't know where it was going, right?
I think they had something targeted. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what. And, well, it might have been, I don't know, some other building of some importance to them. And, you know, the people stopped it. And currently, we've seen since 9/11, especially shortly after 9/11, there are all kinds of people that were injured and killed for acting strangely on planes. Not even trying to hijack planes, just by acting weird. Because people are, you know, fidgety.
Yeah.
So, and when you're dealing with the generation that was alive when that occurred, you're going to be dealing with people that are not going to allow that kind of behavior. Do you think that over time, Americans will become lax decades and decades down the line? Yeah, I suspect as they forget about what it's like to have that happen,
I suspect they will. But how artificial is it that air travel is pretty much the only high-speed means of doing long-distance travel? I mean, the technology is there to have these pipes that people can kind of shoot through at really high speeds.
It's there.
It's there to have high-speed trains. It's there to have, you know, magnetic lifts like the monorail system.
Well, the magnetic
flying cars.
What you're
even
talking about is it is magnetic. The one with the shooting tube thing.
Oh, that's magnetic.
Yeah,
gotcha.
It has a magnetic lift.
I didn't claim to understand the technology. I just said it was there, and it is. I mean, in flying cars
from
there was
New York to Beijing in 2 hours.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's amazing.
Let me repeat myself.
That's amazing.
New York to Beijing in 2 hours. So yeah, you'd have to put these things. I don't know how they would do them, and only one thing can be in the tube at a time, which makes that very interesting. It's not like you could use the same tube to go from New York to L.A. or New York to Tokyo.
Well, that gives a whole new meaning to a series of tubes, right?
Yes, it truly is a series of tubes. You could make that tube go that way. For instance, one thing could travel from New York to L.A., and then the tube would be clear, and then something else could move back and forth. But
yeah,
it would be interesting to see how they would come up with what they would come up with and how they would schedule these things. And
there's so much innovation that's out there. You know,
think of the savings on jet fuel alone.
Oh, yeah.
It's huge. So in our next generation, when my generation who experienced 9/11, because I was just about a 30-year-old man when that occurred.
Yeah.
So, you know,
about 18, I think.
Yeah, so the 20-year-olds, when the 20-year-olds are 80, that occurred, and everybody's forgetting about 9/11, then we'll have new technology, so you don't have to worry about people hijacking the new, you know, tubes with knives and that kind of thing.
I guess the point that I wanted to bring up with that was that a lot of this technology is able to, there's nothing holding it back except government. Airlines do not have to have the monopoly on high-speed, long-distance travel. And they're probably not the best with current technology. There are probably other ways that people could that could bring people together, that could make the world smaller, but government holds them back.
So Jay Hawley here says, no more banned items. So that's, you know, like no more banned water. Allow all, excuse me, and clippers and things. Allow all liquids. And number three, he says, give TSA officers more flexibility and rewards for initiative and hold them accountable. No security agency on earth has the experience and pattern recognition skills of TSA officers. Howley writes, and so they should be given the freedom to interact with passengers as they see fit. Eliminate baggage fees, number four. That's one. This one's not really about security.
They
but
don't
it would
really
make
seem
them...
like they value their employees very much. Like there's, he's saying here that they have all these skills in recognizing patterns in people's faces and micro expressions and whatever, but it doesn't. It seems like the TSA workers that I know are treated as low-level employees that are just droning about their jobs.
But I think that he's got a point here. Uh-huh. If, for instance, let's say for 1 week, we tried something new in the airports where you took all the TSA agents out and let them go. Say, just go do your job. Wear what you want. You can wear your uniform. You can wear what you want. Whatever. Come to work. Do your thing. And then you tried to slip some Confederates in to you know, bring guns, knives, and bombs through or whatever. And you rewarded the agents that did their job and found these people. And you fired the, you know, the, if you rewarded the top half and fired the bottom half...
You know, punish them with rewards.
I'm just
yeah, no, I know what you're saying.
I've looked through the, what is it, I'm trying to think of that book author's name. I can't remember.
Alfie Cohen.
I am not convinced that if I didn't reward you with a paycheck, your butt wouldn't be here. So
I don't know. I came to Free Talk. Wait a minute. I came to Free Talk
would
Live for more than a year without any pay.
Would you do it every single week?
Maybe I would.
The reason you pay employees is that you can count on them. And
I'm not going to tell you that I would come every week if you didn't pay me, because then you might stop
paying. Now we're talking about you specifically. I can assure you that there are lots of businesses out there, if they didn't reward their employees with paychecks, that their employees wouldn't show up.
Well, yeah. Okay, that's true. But, you know, there are also a lot of people who do the jobs that they love, that they would do anyway, even if they weren't getting paid.
Those are the TSA agents I want.
Yeah. There you go.
I want the ones that are that good. I want to come down to a core of TSA agents that's 10% the size of the ones we have today, that scour the airport looking for the right people to look for, and then ask them questions, interact with them, until they come to a point where they feel that that person needs to be detained and searched.
There we go. It's Free Talk Live, and you can call us at 855-450-FREE. Your suggestions for the TSA? More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco with detailed growing guides available to you at no charge. You can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You are listening to Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
And thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in about anything that's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. Also want to let you know about the news.freetalklive.com. If you like the show, if you want to keep up to date with the with all the news that's happening when Free Talk Live adds another radio affiliate, when something exciting happens with the show, there's lots of exciting things going on. You can find all the ways to stay in touch at news.freetalklive.com, Twitter, Facebook, all the social networks, G+, I think they have that too, and email updates as well. So, Mark, we've got a call coming in.
Well, let's take it.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. And we're going to talk with Mike in El Paso, Texas. He's listening on XM, and he wants to talk about the TSA. Mike, are you here?
Yes, I'm here. And thanks for taking my call this evening.
Sure thing. And what's on your mind?
Well, first off, and talking about the organization that I personally call Touching Sensitive Areas.
That's a good one. Yeah.
You know, I would like to see the change in that I get to pick the person that searches me.
Now, does it have to be one of the TSA agents, or can you just pick somebody out of line?
Yeah, you know, instead of them picking me out of line, I get to pick them out of the line, and they go ahead and search me. You know,
there's going to be some very busy agents.
And some very not busy agents. Right. So yeah. That's your suggestion for improving the TSA, huh?
Yeah, that's my suggestion. I mean, hire better looking agents and allow me to choose. But,
you know, cool. It might just work.
I bet some people would really like that.
You know, right towards the end of the half hour there, the way you were talking about letting the agents just roam the airport, dressed how they will, and interview, basically kind of interview people and get to know them. Well, that's what they do in Israel, and
that's
they have
absolutely
a pretty
right.
good record over there.
Yep.
And people don't have to go through these body scanners and be patted down unless you've actually demonstrated something that draws their attention.
Israel isn't a good example for very many things, but it is a darn good example on how to run a better airport security system.
Which is interesting because in a lot of regards, Israel is kind of considered like a pretty much a police state.
But a lot of people come there and spend a lot of money. A lot of tourists come. Tourism is not down in Israel. It's down by 30% in the United States since 9/11.
Yeah. Mike?
Yeah, and a lot of it is security.
It's absolutely.
Yeah,
I completely agree.
I hate it to be a free. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing. I think immigration has something to do with it too, because they have been cracking down. Like now, you need to have a passport to get into the U.S. from Canada and Mexico, like to go between those borders where you didn't used to. And there are lots of other immigration related restrictions. There, more border patrol agents, the fences, and the things like that. And also, the economy's not as good here. I think that's impacting immigration as well, right, Mark?
Yep.
We've read articles on the show that say basically Mexican immigrants are leaving California and going back to Mexico because they're just...
The new one out says that the amount of immigrants leaving the United States now has outclassed the illegal area,
wow.
has outclassed the ones that are coming in.
That's very interesting because what they've done apparently is create such a police state that it's no longer the bastion of freedom and liberty that people thought it was
it's
and wanted to come
yeah.
here for that
yeah.
reason.
Success. This is what we yeah. get, people. If you destroy the economy enough and make it unpleasant enough to be here, you will have fewer people coming.
Strange version of success. And Mike, any final thoughts tonight?
With the subject matter you just brought up, living right there on the border, I can tell you in the mm-hmm. past, all 4 to 5 years, I see a whole lot of cars that are coming out of Colorado and California and all the various areas that have a high illegal population, and they're all coming back and crossing back into Mexico, and a lot of them are like, well, it's over with. The dream is over. It's not
wow.
there anymore.
There we go. We have a field report. And, Mike, thanks so much for the call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. Yeah, he's got it. He's got a firsthand experience with this.
Can't deny it.
Yeah. So, Mark, speaking of bureaucracy, speaking of government, maybe not really being very efficient at doing what they're supposed to be doing, you've got a story about a retiring government worker from Germany who
This is my favorite story of the month. I've got to say, the
title—it's pretty good.
Just makes me laugh and laugh. This is from also BusinessInsider.com.
You'd probably be laughing less if you were paying for it. Maybe.
A retired German state worker emailed his coworkers to tell them he hasn't done any work for the last 14 years. So,
wow. Now let me ask you a question about that. Would you want that job where you sit and molt molder over and do nothing for 14 years?
I would, if I was an author, yes. if there was something I could do in order to, make additional money, but I couldn't, a lot of times when you have jobs like this, it's not like you can develop yourself a hobby, like solitaire or something like that. You can't build ships in a bottle.
Well, there have been some government workers in this country who've been sort of caught looking at porn at work.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Considered a hobby by some. Right?
Indeed. But these are the sort of places where you're supposed to sit there and do nothing, the nothing kind of jobs. And it's tough. I mean, and if somebody catches you, you'll keep the job by doing nothing. But if you do something you're not supposed to do, you'll lose the job. So you're basically incentivized to sit there and become brain dead. And it's just not pleasant.
How soul crushing. I mean, people would say that he's lucky because he's got this cushy job where he has to do nothing, and he's probably getting
a
huge pension and a big paycheck. But really, at the end of the day, that just deprives you so much of your mental faculties, of your integrity, of your intellectual stimulation. I mean, there's a lot of things that he's not getting out of that job, and so I wonder. That's why I always think like these cushy government jobs. I don't want one. You know, I don't want to sell my soul.
I've got two stories. My uncle worked for the Air Force for 4 years or something like that. I think it was Vietnam, so he had to go someplace or something like that. And he said he just... It almost ruined him for real work, is what he said. Now, that's his quote, not mine. So that's oftentimes guys in the military report that to me, is that it's a lot of sitting around and doing nothing, and then when you've got to do something. And that, it's tough, because the real world doesn't work that way. Secondly, my wife worked for vocational rehabilitation in Florida for a period of time, and she only worked there for like a year and a half. She was previously a drug treatment counselor.
Yep.
And I know a drug treatment counselor, too.
there you go. Add it to your collection.
Right. And so when she worked there, she was done in August with her workload, the amount of things that she was supposed to do. And since she was leaving, her boss took the other cases that she had extra left over and divvied them up among the other people that were lagging behind.
Oh, wow.
So she was... essentially doubling the work speed.
I'm kind of surprised she didn't get more work, because sometimes that happens. Like, if you do a good, efficient job, you're going to just get piled
on. That may very well have been the case over time that she was leaving at that point, because coming here. So she was well ahead of her curve for the year, so they took the extra cases for her from her and then gave them to the employees that were behind. So, I mean, she was somehow doubling the work speed of these other longtime government bureaucrats.
And didn't they tell her to, like, stop working so fast because she's making them look bad?
They never quite said that, but they did say that she was making people look bad, that kind of thing.
Wow.
But I'm sure that there are other places where, they have meetings. They have a little, hey, we're going to have a little party for you where, hey, you need to stop working so fast. The rest of us, we don't want to quite keep up with you.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Well, that's the thing. Government is not the same.
I know an Italian person, too.
There you go. Government is just not the same as a regular business. They don't have the market incentives to run efficiently, to turn a profit, to provide people with a service that they want and need. They're going to get paid no matter what, because their money is taken from people by force. So it's really important to understand that, and then you'll understand why somebody could have this job where they do zero work for 14 years. It's Free Talk Live, and there's more coming up. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. Stay tuned.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's RAJAMOJO. Raja Mojo.
I am MJF. Take away everything you can get. Keep them all over this affordable
debt. They call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Margaret.
We thank you for joining us this evening. You can call the show at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've been talking about a government worker who did nothing for 14 years on the job. I know it's hard to believe, given the, you know, government is so efficient and all. No, I'm just kidding.
The dizzying speed at which government agencies tend to operate.
Yeah, and he bragged about it to his coworkers. We're going to get into that, but first I'd like to go to the phones. This is, of course, the show where you can call in about whatever's on your mind. And Randy has done so. Randy in Jerome, Idaho. He wants to talk about the TSA. And Randy, are you with us?
I am.
Good evening. What's on your mind?
Well, I had actually applied for one of those TSA jobs a few years ago and backed out of it because, it was comical, to be honest with you. I thought it was comical.
What was so funny about it?
Well, you go online, you know, and you have to, submit an application, and then you take some online tests.
What questions did they ask you on the tests?
Are you a pervert?
Are you a pedophile?
Yeah, pretty much.
They probably should ask that, but they probably don't.
Well, then they schedule you for an examination, and they have you go to a disclosed or undisclosed location to take this test, and essentially the test consists of looking at cartoon character pictures of baggage and trying to determine if, you know, this character has an undesirable item in it or not. And, you know, it was a 2-hour test. You had to take all that, but it was all done. It was all cartoons. You know, it was comma.
Yeah. And that doesn't sound like it's very relevant to what you would actually be doing on the job.
No, but the face-to-face interview is actually even worse. I went in, I've been out on the road for a while, and I come home and I have this interview to go to. So I go to the interview, and there's this lady in her mid-40s, and she's wearing this little blue TSA uniform, and this little Hispanic gal, probably about 22 years old, sitting next to her minion, and they start asking me these really bizarre questions. Explain to me some sort of a stressful incident that you have resolved on your own. And
that,
you know,
that doesn't
like that.
Seem like it would be too bad of a thing to know about an employee, like they're trying to find their conflict resolution skills.
I've noticed,
I guess.
Now with more people in the job market, that employers and HR people are coming up with new and stranger questions to ask people, including what is your Facebook the username and password, which I've is the strangest of them all.
Ooh.
yeah, it is strange. And I just that's when all of us they started the heightening the the body searches and stuff. And I looked at it and I went, you know, I can't do that. Not for a job that's 15 hours a week at $15 an hour. It's not worth me, you know, dropping my regular employment to go and do that in the hopes that I can move up through the ranks and then become one of the supervisors, you know. And I just said, no, I'd rather be out here doing this, being a normal person.
Did you have any hesitation, Randy, because of the things that they're, you know, like basically the pat-down procedures? Like, did you have any qualms about potentially participating in those?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it's ludicrous what they're doing, and it's been ludicrous from its inception.
I think a lot of people have qualms about them. I mean, we've heard a lot of TSA agents come out and say, well, this is my job, and I'm going to do my job, but I really disagree with it, and I don't like to touch people this way.
Doesn't work.
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't work.
But if you disagree with your job, why do you do that job?
Yeah, that's a great question.
The mortgage.
No. Yeah.
It's all done in the name of the mortgage.
Another classic example of how the bureaucracies have run amok is I go to military bases to make deliveries and pickups and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And
are you a truck driver?
I am, yes.
Mark would probably say thank you for your service, right?
I am fond of truck drivers that keep America moving.
Well, thank you. For a classic example of how they think and the policies that they instill, and this goes to somebody under the base commanders. At a particular Army depot that I have gone to, you check in, you have to take a bag that has any cameras, any knives, including plastic butter knives, you know, like for your picnics,
really?
Stuff like that, all this kind of stuff.
You might give somebody a nasty laceration with a plastic butter knife.
Well, I already told him, you know, I was really worried that, you know, I might have to tell him to get up against the wall. I was going to spread them.
Wow. Yeah, I guess there's a reason why they have, the zero tolerance policy for butter knives in government schools. Could be dangerous.
Now, on the other hand, I've been to Marine bases and needed to get directions. And, you know, if you've ever been to a military base, you know that they usually have a little guy standing there in a box. And he, you know, checks your credentials as you come in, either by having a base sticker on your vehicle or, you know, you show him your ID as you pull up. And the Marine base, they had a young private standing there, and he's saluting you as you come in, left hand and right hand as you go through. And I needed direction, so I stopped and I asked him, you know, where is such and such a building? And he said he'd snapped to attention, and he asked, you know, can I help you, sir? And I said, I need directions. He gives me very accurate directions. And I said, well, where is your security check-in? Because, you know, all the bases that you go to, they have you open the hood, open all the compartments on the tractor, all the compartments on the trailer, and they even come inside and look around inside your cab in your living area, essentially.
Really?
So this, let me guess, this one didn't have a security checkpoint.
Had no security checkpoint, and the answer I got from the private was, sir, If Bin Laden would like to come to our house and have a party, we will be glad to host him.
Oh my! Yeah, you know.
Wow, that's unusual.
Well, I think that there's some value to it. I mean, really, you know, what kind of extreme security measures do we need at this base? I mean, this is a military base.
Sure. Yeah, it's just unusual. He would be so blatant about it. Interesting.
Yeah.
And Randy, thanks for the stories tonight. That's been interesting to hear about it. I'm glad you decided to eschew the TSA, and hopefully you're enjoying your work as a truck driver. Thanks for the call.
Well, I've been doing this for almost 30 years, so.
Great. Thanks a lot, Randy. Take care. So, yeah, Mark.
I love the idea that that you know this Marine was so confident in their in their military base that just go ahead and try something is essentially what was said there.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that he was saluting civilians. I've heard that that's a policy, but it's strange.
Mm. Yeah. So what? Tell me about this government worker that bragged about his inactivity for 14 years.
From BusinessInsider.com, Adam Taylor, an administrative employee in the German state of North Rhine-Westphalia, has sent a mass email to colleagues on the day he retired, revealing how he had nothing to do for the past 14 years. Die Welt, it reports. Since 1998.
So he had nothing to do?
That's
and he didn't ask for anything to do, I guess.
I was only present, but not really there. So I'm going to be well prepared to retire.
Wow.
His farewell email explains,
it's
therefore
very poetic.
Revealing. You got to hear this. Before revealing that during that time he had been paid around $975,000 by the city of Minden, he blamed a parallel structure for depriving him of work, but the mayor of Minden told journalists that he was a considerable pitch of rage when he saw the letter. I bet he was.
What does he care, though? It's not his money. I mean...
Well, he doesn't want to make it look like... I mean, he's been
maybe
the mayor this
long, too. Maybe he's embarrassed,
I guess. It's his fault that the things like this are happening. The retiree was apparently unprepared for the amount of attention the letter was has received in the German press. I did not wish to say anything else, he told the local paper. That email was not intended for public view. So,
except he sent a mass email to his coworkers.
To his coworkers.
Semi-public.
So if this is happening in this bureaucracy, it's happening in all bureaucracies. To some extent, there's some employee out there that's doing nothing. And to a large extent, employees are doing little when it comes to bureaucracies. Because, you know, they've got the unions protect, people who, the lowest worker on the ladder. I've heard, and I really like this number, that you probably should be firing your 10% least productive people. And that's true.
How much does that escalate, though?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Like, if you keep firing the 10%
every
least
year?
Productive, yeah.
Yeah, I think you do.
Hmm,
that, hopefully you're getting a more productive workforce, and you're releasing people who aren't that good at jobs to go do other things. I was a dishwasher for a period of time, and I was a terrible one. I needed
you're
to
glad
do
you got
else.
Turned loose. This is Free Talk Live. If you want to turn yourself loose on our airwaves, you can call us 855.
For free!
JaxDice.com.
Where you can buy, sell, or make a deal.
JaxDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob!
JaxDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. JaxDice is
get in the zone! AutoZone can help you protect your engine and the environment. Valvoline NextGen is better than new oil. It's 50% recycled oil, better for the environment, and great for your engine. Get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline NextGen conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $20.99. Or Valvoline MaxLife NextGen High Mileage and a Fram ToughGuard filter for just $3 more. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your car and the environment with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.